This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed, blessed afternoon. You are here with Queen Elizabeth at Radio K Pulpit today, being the 22nd of December 2025. Oh my God, Christmas is around the corner. Greetings, my family. Greetings, we are live here at Radio K Pulpit. And I trust God that every one of you are excited. Die mense gaan doen inkopies and alles dit. But please, my family, in all that you are doing, make sure you budget very well. You budget very well, because I know that the children are there. They want their Christmas clothes, the food. Al die kosse moet gekoop word. Maar kom ons doen het met a budget, man. Kom ons doen het met a budget, so that when the new year starts, we are not frustrated and stressed. So it is very, very important that we do it like that. But I wish you all, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know we are not there yet, but the feeling is in the house. I am excited. I can feel that something is happening. And I want you to be very positive, my family. Very, very positive in everything that you do. Be very positive with your family, with your children, with your neighbors, everything there. Be joyful. Choose to be joyful. Choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. Let your atmosphere be an atmosphere full of joy, peace, and happiness, so that you can enjoy the last few months of few days of 2025 and be ready for the year 2026 by God's grace. Today I'm going to talk about building up your strength. You are here with Queen Elizabeth, and I'm going to talk about building up your strength. It is very important we know what strength is all about. We have emotional strength. I'm talking about financial strength, and I'm talking about your health strength, because these are the things that we need. That we need as God's people. Hallelujah. I know that we have run a race, just as Apostle Paul said. We have run a race, and we have come almost to the end of 2025, almost to the end of December 2025, but all hope is not gone. So build up that strength. Be positive. You get me now? There is no doubt that if there is any generation that needs strength, it is our generation. It is our generation. It is not in doubt also that if there is any time we need also strength, it is now. It is now that you need strength. Ek het wanneer het ek van die kerk afgekom in een maandag en ek lewer hy sê ek is moeg, ek is uitgeput, maar ek besef nie, man, hierdie vrou het die reis geran. sy het die reis geran van Januarie up until now, en ek kan toe voel ek is 'n bietjie uitgeput, ek is moeg. So this is the time that we need strength. Hallelujah. That we need strength. I always say that there is an increase in your health, in your finance, in marriages, and in anything. We need strength in your children, raising up your children. You need the strength. Budgeting, you need your strength. And with your family, you also need the strength. So today, I want us to read the book of Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. The Bible makes us to understand that he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And that is where we get our strength. I love the saying that said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That is why I always say to listeners, choose to be joyful. Choose to be joyful. That is my lifestyle. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Whether in the midst of trial, tribulation, storms, troubles, I choose to be joyful, because that is my strength. Hallelujah. So I want us to know that every one of us grow tired. Even the youth grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and they fall. In verse 31, he said, but those who hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength. My family, have hope in the Lord. Have hope in the Lord, so that your strength may be renewed. Have hope in the Lord, so that your strength may be renewed. So it is very, very important for us as God's people to know that. And he said, you know what? He said, the Lord will renew our strength. He said, they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So if we draw our strength from God through the joy of Christ, then we will mount up like eagles. Ons gaan sterk wees. Ons gaan uitsien vir 2026. Ons gaan uitsien. Ons is excited. And that is who we are. I'm excited for 2026. You get me now? But let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're quickly going to go for a short break and we'll be back soon by God's grace. God bless. Stay tuned. We are back. We are back with Queen A at Radio Cape Pulpit. Baie dankie dat julle nog ingeskakel is. Ja, ek is hier so met Building Up Your Strength this afternoon, being the 22nd of December 2025. Mense, net 3 dae, dan is ons in die Christmas en Kersfees. En ek denk, ek gaan so by julle huise kom instap en net so 'n bietjie kom ietsie eet daar. Please, people, let us also learn to share. This is a month of joy. This is a time of joy. This is a time where we just give gifts to one another. Please also look after those that I need. Try to clear your cupboard. Try to get into your wardrobe. Take out of those clothes that you're not wearing anymore. Not die stikken ook clear nie. Maar die wat jy nog voel, it's valuable. You love it. But just bless someone with it. Just bless someone with it. Some of you, please go into the shops. Go and buy some food parcels. Give it to the needy. Give it to those ones that are in need. Go to various organizations. See how you can assist. See how you can bless. Because remember, Jesus Christ is about him. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about his birth. So let's celebrate, not only just with our loved ones. Let's celebrate with those that doesn't have something to eat. And let's spread love, because Christ is love. Jesus is love. So let's make sure that we do that. When we do that, we will remain blessed. We will remain blessed. I also want us not to look away from the fact that there is an increase of meditated attacks on individual lives. There are attacks on your health, on your finances, marriages, and so many bad things is happening. Also, very sadly, in the body of Christ, is also under unusual attacks all over the world. Christians usually are blending. You get me now? They are blending. So what do we need? We need a fresh infusion of God's word to hold and to press on. We need a what? We need a fresh infusion. We need his word. We need his word not to give up. We need his word to hold on. We need his word to press on. Hallelujah. We need his word. I don't know. You might sit there and you are under my voice and you are hearing what I'm saying. I want us to understand that we need him. We need his word. We can't do without him. We can't do without him. And he said that people may stumble, they may fall. But one thing that I assure you, those who wait upon the God, they get fresh strength every morning. So wait upon the Lord, my sister. My brother, my aunt, my uncle, my sister, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, because he gives you fresh strength, hallelujah, to continue to run the race. He will give you fresh strength every morning. He said they spread their wings. They soar high like eagles. They run and they don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind. And that is who we are. Ek het nou vanoggend met 'n Uberrywer gekom en ons het nog gepraat en dit is net negatiewe nuus hier en daar en ek moet nou hierdie momentjie wat ek nou het probeer om die man te encourage en kyk daar kry ek sommer vinnig my woord dat die mens het strength nodig. Hy is negatief hier, hy is negatief daar. My atmosfeer was so gepolluted, but thank God I have commanded my morning. I've commanded my morning to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Julle sal hoor voor ek begin. I will always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Because I want us to choose to rejoice, to choose to be joyful in the midst of storms. Hallelujah. So I was just having to encourage the young man. I have to encourage him because I know the world is so full of negativity. So many things are going on. And that's the fact. That's the fact. But I told him, I said, stop looking at the world. Look at his word. I said, stop looking at the world system. Look at God's system, the word. Because the word of God is our map. The word of God is what helps us. The word of God is what sustains us. The word of God is what strengthens us. He said, look at the word. Let's continue. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. He said, if you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? If you divert your attention or focus in the times of trial, you will definitely fall, for your strength is small. So my family, let's not focus too much on the troubles. Otherwise, you will fall. Let's not focus too much on the trials. What does Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 2 say? He says, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So choose to arise from that storm. Arise from your trials. Arise from everything that looks so negative around you. He says in verse 2, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, he says, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises up upon you and his glory appears over you. God rises upon you. He rises upon you and his glory appears over us. Now, I want us to understand, my family, what strength is. What strength is. I've heard to search it up. I've gone to search it up in a dictionary. He said, is the quality or is a state of being physically strong. That is the strength that I'm talking about. That is the strength that I'm urging. That is the strength that I'm giving out to my listeners out there. I said, is the quality or is a state of being physically strong. Is the influence of power possessed by a person, by an organization or a country. That is the strength that I'm talking about. He said, is the degree of intensity of feeling or belief. The strength is the ability to maintain a moral or intellectual position firmly. That is the strength that we are talking about. The strength could also mean power. The strength could also mean might. The strength could also mean force or energy. You get me now? So it is very, very important that we have different kinds of strength. And we need to know, my family, that is what we are talking about. I'm quickly going to go for a break. And as soon as I come back from the break, I will give you the three various strengths that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about your emotional strength. I'm going to talk about your financial strength. And if time permits me, I'm going to talk about your health strength. Because all those strengths are so important in the life of a child of God to endure, to run your race, and to finish your course in 2025. There are some people, if they don't apply these things in their life, some of them might not make it. You get me now? But if we apply this in our daily lives, we will see 2026 by God's grace. We will see 2026 by God's grace. As jy nie 'n ding het nie, moenie vir jou gaan doodmaak nie. As jy nie deurgekom het nie, of jy het nie geslaag nie, of jy het nie gemaak nie, is not the end. It is not the end. It's just the beginning of new things. So you need to speak over your life. You need to declare things over your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ons kom weer terug. Gaan kry jou koppie koffie. And stay tuned. We'll be back. Shalom. Welcome back. You are here with me, Queen Elizabeth, being the 22nd of December 2025. Mensik, Danielle, I'm excited. I think all of you are very excited. Myself, I'm too excited. All of us here at Radio K Pulpit, man, we wish you well. We wish you well. We are so excited. And our heart desires is for families just to gather together, enjoy life, enjoy it. He says in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's very important for us to know that. It's very important for us to declare that over your life. It's very important for us to enjoy it. Hallelujah. I said here a personal reflection of the joy of the Lord. What brings you joy in the Lord? You know what brings me joy in the Lord? It is for me to reflect on God's goodness and his blessings. As ek sien die goedertierendheid van die Here en sy seëning oor my lewe. And his blessings is not a car, it's not that house, it's not the money, it's a gift of life. Die dag dat ek vanmôre op die feit dat ons vanmôre kon opstaan, the fact that we woke up this morning is the joy. To me is the joy of the Lord. So it's not material things. As die dinge wat jy opkyk na in boontoe en sê, Here, dankie vir my lewe. Here, dankie dat ek vanmôre weer kon gemaak het. Dankie dat ek vanmôre kon opgestaan het. Daar's vele mense wat dit kon gemaak het vanmôre nie. So that is the joy of the Lord. It is my strength. So I want us always to say that, believe in that. Psalms 16 verse 11. It's a beautiful thing. It said, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. There is fullness of joy. I want you to ask this morning for God to fill you with his joy and to share that joy with those that are around you. Het jy geweet as mense wat jy in hulle omgewing sit of you sit in their company or you sit in the environment and it's polluted, the atmosphere is so polluted, they are so full of negativity, hatred, no positiveness. En om eerlijk waar te sê, as jy uit die groep uitstap en dan voel jy so, dan voel jy dieselfde. And you need to choose to be around those that are full of joy, to be around those that are positive. Let's go to emotional strength. I said that there are three strengths that I will deal on today is emotional strength, financial strength, and health strength, if time permits me to do so. Emotional strength, let's go there. Emotional strength is Hebrew chapter 4 verse 15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And I want us to understand that when we look at the Bible, Joseph in the Bible, he was tempted. He was tempted by his master's wife. If we can just pause and go to his story. He was tempted by his master's wife. But because God has given him strength, he didn't fail. He didn't fall into the temptation. And that is emotional strength. How many times are we been tested and tempted by the devil? It is no need for us to fall, my family. I think the thing that strengthened me is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As jy die Here vier, gaan jy nie sommer val in sulke temptations. En ek wil het ook sê, want ons is in December, baie mense gaan val in temptations. And that's why us as wives pray for our husbands, us as husbands pray for our wife, pray for our children, pray for the nation, pray for the world. Because emotional strength is what we need at the moment for people not to fall into temptation. And I want you to know that unfortunately, they can motivate us to act in any direction, even the wrong one. For this reason, emotional strength is essential. There are countless situations that emotional strong people avoid and many actions they never take. Just as I told you about Joseph in the Bible. One of the reasons Christ came, it was to give us strength. It was to give us spirit, soul, and body, just as he promised the disciples in the book of Acts. That is why God wants us also to flee from temptation. Flee from temptation. If you see that the devil is tempting you, he's trying his utmost best, let us run. Kom ons hardloop ons twee bene weg van dit af. God is giving us emotional strength for those that are weak and for those that are weary. When we believe and hold on to the promises of God, you will receive strength. You will receive strength instead of falling into the temptation. There's going to be a way out. But that way out can also come only because of you meditate on the scriptures and you fear God. Otherwise, so many times can a person fall into those kind of temptations. Number two is the financial strength. I don't care. I said Jesus was never put to shame financially throughout his time on the earth. As also book, like when we read the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 27, Jesus instructed one of his disciples and he said to them, however, we don't want to offend him, so go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the fish, first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us, my God. Solomon is another example in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 2. I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge and requested, but I will also give you wealth, riches, and fame such as no other king has had before you or will ever have in the future. Financial strength. May the grace of the Lord grant you that. May the Lord give you the financial strength. He says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, says to Moses, remember your Lord, your God. It is him that gives you the power to get wealth. Can we trust God for that wealth? Can we trust God for that financial strength? Can we trust God for that open door? Can we not sell our birthright for financials? Can we not sell our birthright to enter offices, to enter businesses, to enter opportunities? Can we get it through God's grace? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph. There were also financial giants in the Bible, and so many more. God's promises never fails. God's promises never fails. As he said, I will bless you. He says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, if I'm not mistaken, verse 22, he said, though he was rich, but for your sake he became poor, so that we may become rich. So financial strength, God wants us to become very blessed. Maar het wil nie sê, dis die einde van die wereld as jy nie die geld het. Het wil nie sê, dis die einde van die wereld as jy nie ryk is nie. Kom ons wag vir die Here, dat die Here vir ons seën. The blessings of the Lord make it one rich, it adds no sorrow. So can we hold on to the blessings of the Lord? In the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, my dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. That is God giving us assurance, my family, that we don't need to be afraid. The strength is already within us. The strength is already within us. He has already given us that strength. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to worry. He said, why worry in the book of Matthew? If I look after the trees and the birds out there, how much more you? How much more you that created in my image and in my likeness? So God is looking after us. God is making a way where it seems to be no ways. He knows your needs, and he says in his word, he's gonna supply all our needs according to the riches of his glory. Let's just hold on to his word, believe in his spoken word. Trust God. Trust him when he says that. He says, I urge you today to activate it just by believing. Believe it, my family. Glo die skrifte, man, dit gaan werk vir julle. Believe the scriptures. It will work for you. Why do we come to church? It's to worship and dancing in our substance, with our substance. Most importantly, we come to receive strength. We come to receive strength. That is why when we go to church, we also must learn to give more, especially this season. We must give so that even by Christmas, we can give food parcels out to those that are in need in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God. That is showing love. That is showing love. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. You are rich. We are blessed. I pray that God gives you the strength, my family, you need for the financial crisis that is bothering you today in Jesus' name. I pray that God open the windows of heaven and pour the blessings upon your life financially in the name of Jesus. I pray may God open your spiritual eyes of understanding so that you also learn to give in the kingdom of God so that you can also receive in the name of Jesus in abundance. I pray so that you are not a stingy person, but a person that likes to give because God loves a cheerful giver. So that I believe that as you give, so will you also get back. So let us also learn the principles of giving for financial strength. Let us learn the principles of giving. Myself, I know when it comes to my tithe, ek is the excitedste person to give. When ek hoor ons gaan nog geld uitgee vir die in need, I'm the first person to run up there and give because I know the principles that give as you give and God shall give it back unto you in Jesus' name. Ons is nou weer terug. God seën. We are back. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and being here with us. Hoe voel het? Hoe is julle? Hoe gaan dit? How are you? I trust and I believe julle is nog okay. Die wat vervoer, die wat ry, those that are driving, please drive safe. In Jesus' name, travel safe. For those that are traveling, travel very safe. And for those that are at home with loved ones and families, please do enjoy yourself. Make sure peace, joy, and happiness reigns in your home. Make your house a home. Invite others, enjoy, be in the mood of Christmas. And whilst you are in the mood of festive and Christmas, please let Christ be the center of it. Let Christ be the center of us rejoicing this season. We cannot do it without Christ. Hallelujah. He says in Psalms 28 verse 7, he says that, may the Lord be your strength and your shield, your refuge and your fortress in times of need. So in this time, know that you are not alone. Know that God is your fortress. God is your strength. God is your shield. And that is what we can do. We can do nothing without Christ. Family, as you are out there hearing my voice, I want us to know that let's choose to be joyful. Let's choose to be happy. Let nothing pollute your atmosphere. Yes, stay away from those that wants to pollute your atmosphere, because it's not a good thing. Let's continue. The last one was health, strength. If you have money but not good health, it is a pain. Jy kan die geld het, die juwele het, die groot huis, die groot voertuig, cars, everything. But if you do not have good health, it is a pain. Wie stem saam met my daar? Who can attest to that? As I'm speaking to you, there are many people, millionaires, billionaires. Some of them are fighting for their life in a hospital bed. As I'm speaking to you right now. And the only thing that they need is Jesus' divine intervention. Because these are the things that you will not go with to the grave. And my praise is for every brother, every sister, every mother, every aunt that is in the hospital fighting for their life. I pray for good health. Pray for the healing upon their life. Pray for deliverance. And I pray for the mighty hand of God to rest upon them. In Jesus' name. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7. It says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. And in Jesus' name, I claim that over us. Lord God, we grant us the same grace. The same grace of Moses, oh God. He was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not weak. I declare over your life, may the Lord keep you. May longevity be your portion. May your eyes not be weak. May you be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that are older, may your strength not be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. In our old age, may you be able to see well. May you be able to walk well in the name above all other names, in Jesus' name. Let's say amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms chapter 105, verse 37, the Bible says that the Lord brought his people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold, and not only among the tribes of Israel, even stumbled. That is health, strength. That is the strength, the Heer wat Israel uitgebring het, the Lord that brought his people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. That is the Heer wat voor ons uit Egypte uitgaan het. We are no longer slaves to the enemy, but we are the children of the Most High God. So health, strength, that is the joy. That is what gives us strength. We are made whole. We are healed by the stripes of his blood. We have the DNA of Christ in us. We cannot get sick. Our body is our body is a living sacrifice to him. So our body is his temple. So no sickness permitted to live in our bodies. So you need to speak to any sickness. You need to cast it out. You need to curse it from its root. You need to come against every generational bloodline. You said that I am a child of the Most High God. I'm Abraham's descendant. I'm coming against any bloodline, any curse, any sickness, any infirmity. I come against you right now. I curse you from your root. You are no permitted to enter my body, because my body, I've rendered it as a living testimony, a living sacrifice to Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, I cast you out, you sickness, you high blood, you diabetes, you sugar, you whatsoever sickness that you've been diagnosed with, cast it out. Take your hand, lay it on that body, lay it on that specific place, and curse it, and say to yourself, I curse you, and I declare healing over my body. I declare that I'm made whole by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He has nailed every sickness on the cross, and he said it is finished. Therefore, no sickness can reign over my body. You need to claim this. You need to say this. It's health, strength. You need to declare it. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. As it is, speak what you're living. As it is, declare what you're living. And even when you declare it, even when you speak it, you need to believe it. It's of no use saying something. You can't say to this mountain, be thou removed into the sea. And you glo nie dit. The mountain is the problem. The mountain is the obstacles. And if you say it and you don't believe it, you won't see the results of it. So you need to learn whatsoever thing you speak, you must believe it. And as you believe it, so shall it be. Hallelujah. A healthy and prosperous Christian is powerful and fulfilled, and a fulfilled Christian. So we are God's race prosperous Christians. God has raised powerful Christians, and we are fulfilled Christians in Jesus' name. The strength of God is available to everyone today, including you listeners, including you, my brother, including you, my sister. If only you could genuinely pray for that strength, do the things you thought you could never attempt. So the Lord has already given you strength through your health. So go out there, go do those things that you couldn't do before. As jy sê, ek kon nie voorheen gehardloop het, gaan uit en hardloop, kon nie voorheen mooi reg geloop het, go out there and start walk. Maybe you will stumble and fall, but stand up and walk. So those are the things that you need to have strength in your health. Don't speak or don't do what you see. Do what you haven't seen before or do what you want to see. Hallelujah. It's okay if you fail. Try again. It's okay when you fall. Stand up again. Try again because you are not a failure, but you are a carrier of God's promise. I say it again. You are not a failure. It's okay if you fail. It's okay if you fall. Stand up. If you fail, try again. You are not a failure, but you are a carrier of God's promise. You must know that every promise of God, it is for us. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, I go back. May God give you the strength to soar on eagle's wings, to run and not grow weary, to walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for your life. Listeners, as we are approaching our Christmas, 2 days, 3 days from now onwards, please let's choose to be positive. Let's choose to start all over again. Let's choose to love. Let's choose to care. Let's choose to be there for one another. Let's be positive, man. Let's have a positive mindset. Let's end 2025 with a positive mindset. End it like that. End well. End strong. We're going to finish strong in Jesus' name. Be right back. God bless. My brothers and my sisters, I'm back. Queen is in the house. Ooh, does he altijd lekker goodbye to say for my listeners? See? It's not always nice to say goodbye to my listeners, but what can I do? One word from my side. As I've said, the strength is what we're looking for. And I thank God for what has transpired this morning. And I believe you were blessed. I was so blessed. Everything that I share with you, building up your strength, I'm also talking to me. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord, just as Apostle Paul has said it, encouraging myself in the Lord. So it's very important to be positive this time of the year. Before we finish, I want you to give you another scripture, Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, that says that the Lord will be your strength and your song. He will be your salvation. So always know that you can't do anything without him. He says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, he said, I can do all things through him who strengtheneth me, who gives me strength. He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weaker. Are you weary? Are you feeling weak? Are you disappointed? Are you frustrated? God gives you strength. Receive strength this morning. Receive strength this afternoon. Receive it by the power. And he said he increases the power of the weak. I see the Lord increasing the power of the weak. I see God increasing your power. Van julle vra, wat gaan ons eet? Wat gaan ons drink? Hoe gaan ons maak hierdie Kersfees? Hoe gaan ons dit doen? Listen to me. God has your back. God knows he's going to work it out for your good. God is going to work it out. He's going to work it out for your good. Know that God is with you. So baie dankie, listeners. Baie dankie. Thank you, my family. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to my voice this morning. And I believe someone was blessed this morning through the word of God. I believe someone has been transformed and someone's life has changed today through the word of God. And I want to thank the Lord for yourself. Please do enjoy your festive season. Enjoy your Christmas with your loved ones, with your families. Make sure that you always have strength. You need it. You need that good health. You need that financial strength. You need that emotional strength. Control it and let the Holy Spirit help you. We can't do nothing without the help of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. So may you be blessed. I love you. I'm your sister, Queen Elizabeth at Radio K Pulpit. All of us here at Radio K Pulpit, we say we love love you. We love you. And thank you for journey this year with us. Thank you for being with us, for listening and interacting with us. Thank you for showing us that you are looking forward to hear our voice, to hear the word of God through us. Thank you. Always pray for us. We pray for you. And I pray that you have a blessed festive season, a blessed Christmas, blessed New Year as we are going into 2026 by the grace of God. And I want to thank the Lord for your lives. You are all wonderfully made by Christ, and we are His own. I love you. And from my family to your family, from Cape Pulpit family to your family, we love you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God grant you strength. May God grant you peace. And may God be with you in every trial and every test. May God make a way where it seems to be in a ways. And may God provide for you. In Jesus' name, I love you. We love you. Stay blessed. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.